Drive time on RTE Radio 1 with Ulster Bank Business Achievers Awards. Get your business the recognition it deserves. Why not tell us your success story at businessachieversaward.com?
Now, two employees at the University of Limerick have been offered nearly €60,000 each to leave their jobs after they highlighted serious concerns relating to alleged financial mismanagement. The employees claim they've been subjected to bullying, harassment and intimidation since they raised their concerns going back to October 2013 about money being inappropriately spent at the university. This story is highlighted this week in the Limerick Leader, and earlier I spoke with Alan English, the editor of the Limerick Leader, and he told me more about what this is all about.
This is about two employees who worked in the in a department of UL where they were dealing with financial expenses claims by different employees, senior employees, junior employees, and they found themselves coming into conflict with their superiors and with their department colleagues generally for what they believe was they're just trying to do their job, trying to ensure that expenses were appropriately claimed. And they believe that they fell victim of this because there was a culture there where they say they were told not to rock the boat. If senior employees, senior academics were claiming things that they felt were not appropriate, that they were told to sort of look the other way and just put them through.
Their concerns started back in 2013. You say, and your story in the Limerick Leader says, they went to their line managers. Where did it go from there?
It went. They eventually took it to the Higher Education Authority, and on the 5th of May, Tom Boland, CEO of the HEA, wrote to the University of Limerick and rather effectively summarised the situation as outlined to him by the two employees. He said in that document, which we have seen, the complaints relate to a prolonged series of actions amounting to bullying behaviour and intimidation, being ostracised by some of their work colleagues, and the creation of a highly hostile work environment. And he says, he notes that what precipitated this series of events was their studious attention to process and procedure.
The two individuals were identified as two women by Willie O'Dea on local radio in Limerick. The intimidation, or the alleged intimidation, resulted in a complaint to the Gardaí. What happened?
Yes, the hostile environment, they say they were working under, effectively culminated on a social occasion when one of their colleagues made a threat, they say, of physical violence against them. They were so concerned by this that they took the matter to the Gardaí and both lodged an official complaint, which was then passed on to the Director of Public Prosecutions.
And what happened?
We found out yesterday afternoon, and we actually brought this news to the two employees. They hadn't heard about this. We have been told by Senior Gardaí in Limerick that the case is not going any further.
So where do they go from here? Where are they at the moment? What's the status of their employment?
The status of employment is that they are suspended on pay. They were also offered initially €20,000 each to resign their positions and to walk away and sign a confidentiality agreement. They rejected this. 3 weeks later, the offer was up to €60,000 each. They have rejected that as well. Not on the basis that they're trying to get more money out of the university, but on the basis that they feel unbelievably hurt and wounded by the treatment they feel was meted out to them. I have, along with our reporter Anne Sheridan, who broke this story, met these two women on several occasions, and I can absolutely confirm that they were extremely shaken by the experience. One of them spoke about being suicidal, and I do not doubt the sincerity of that remark.
What is the university saying?
We put 8 questions to the university on Tuesday, arising from the interviews Anne Sheridan conducted with the two employees. And we were promised a response by 12 noon on Wednesday, which was the deadline day for main newspaper, main county edition. And we didn't get it. We waited until 1 o'clock. It didn't arrive. We waited until 2 o'clock. We were told it was imminent. And then almost 3 hours after we were supposed to get the university's response, we received a phone call to say that they weren't responding, but that they would be responding themselves, but that the response would come directly from Arthur Cox, solicitors in Dublin, who then emailed me a letter, a robust letter, absolutely rejecting any suggestion that the university was guilty of anything in relation to how these employees were treated, pointing out that the university had engaged an independent investigator to look into the matter who did not uphold their complaint, and then that when this was appealed by the employees, they engaged an independent barrister who basically agreed with the findings of the independent investigator. However, the two employees are not happy about this. They have question marks about the independence of the investigation, and they have called for an external investigation. That's something that's on the front page of the Limerick Leader in the front page editorial. We have endorsed that, and I do believe that an external investigation is warranted, because when you have a situation, Mary, whereby employees who allegedly, according to the university, are guilty of a malicious complaint are being offered €60,000 to drop their case and resign their positions and sign confidentiality agreements, I think that basically amounts to brushing the entire thing under the carpet. And I don't think that's in the best interests of anybody.
UL is a very important academic institution in the Midwest.
UL is an unbelievably important force and positive force in the US. It's cherished by the people of the Midwest. The Limerick Leader has had an extremely positive relationship with the university. I'm a graduate of UL, as is Anne Sheridan Porter, who wrote this story. So we did not make these, we did not put this story on the front page in such a bold manner lightly. We feel that this is a wonderful university, but these are serious matters and they deserve to be aired and they deserve an external investigation.
That's Alan English, the editor of the Limerick Leader.